Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday. This is Lisa Diamond, and I am co-hosting today with our guest host, Casey Conrad. David is somewhere in the middle of a river in the middle of Idaho with no service, completely cut off from the world. So I hope he's having a great time. Casey, thank you for stepping in and helping out today.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
So our topic today is one that is regarding demos. And in this environment that we're in right now, and everybody lives someplace different and some restrictions are greater than others, and, you know, how are you handling demos? How are you able to get people on? And also, you know, we could talk about, you know, safely doing a demo in, you know, following, you know, hand sanitizing and that kind of stuff. But, you know, some creative ways that you could potentially do some demos. So one of them is, you know, create a pop-up event for yourself. And what I mean by that is collaborate with other businesses that are open. One that might benefit from having a Beamer in their business, because that could be a sale. But also is giving that business, adding some value for their customers as well. So you're kind of providing two services at one, and you're getting people on the Beamer. And so when you're thinking about what businesses to collaborate with, you know, obviously health and fitness studios, if they're open, but even retail locations. And when you think about retail locations, think about who our ambassadors are and how you could tap into those markets. So we have golfers, like here in Naples, Florida, we have a PGA Superstore, which I have done Beamer sessions at. We have a lot of outdoor enthusiasts, you know, bicycle riders. We've got the Ram. We've got the extreme ultra athletes that are now ambassadors. So, you know, think of some places that those people might go and shop, and maybe health and health food stores, that sort of thing. So that would be one way that I'm currently doing as well. And another is what I call a virtual demo. And so the people aren't actually on it, but there is a demo that you can do, and I've talked about this before, that you can immediately see results on somebody, and that's called the push-up challenge. And Casey, I know you're doing a 25-day push-up challenge right now. I hope you're using the Beamer. So the push-up challenge, and I do this at events when I'm able to do events, is, you know, there's two ways to do it. One is have somebody do push-ups, count them till fatigue, till they feel like they can't do another push-up. Another way is to time it, you know, maybe do 30 seconds or a minute, how long, how many can you get in that time period? And then you put them on the Beamer and you put their body on one or two, and you use the pad across the chest on program one. And, you know, we're really just focusing on getting that lactic acid out of the body so that they can go back out and perform again. Also, as we know, it affects the muscle tissue. So what I did was I actually recorded that with a couple of my trainers and then did put them on the Beamer. And while they were on the Beamer, while I was recording this, I also talked about, you know, what Beamer does, what it's all about, how it can help in performance and recovery. And then now I have a recording and I can share that demo with other people in the health and fitness world or athletes and that sort of thing. So those are two ways that I'm kind of doing a workaround on what I would normally be able to do. Casey, what about you? I know you've got your own little great center there. Are you having people come into the center?
Yeah, you know, we are. You know, I've been pretty vocal about, you know, talking to people and kind of taking people's temperature, if you would, right? I mean, there are some people that absolutely positively gauge or interact with other people. There are other people that, you know, they say we can do that. Let's just do some social distancing and wear masks. And there are other people that are like, yeah, I'm coming in, no problem. I could care less about this, you know. So everybody, the whole spectrum is there. So what I'm, you know, first and foremost in training team members, you have to respect where the other person is. Quite frankly, it doesn't matter what your opinion is on it, right? It's the customer's comfort level that's always paramount. So, you know, whenever you're discussing it with someone, you know, you can say to them, you know, we do have the ability to do demonstrations in a safe environment, assuming your state allows it, right? Okay, so let's be clear about that, right? You don't want to do anything that's illegal. And where, you know, where do you stand, you know, with that? You know, what's your comfort level? And people will pretty quickly, you know, give you their opinion on this. And let's face it, there's a lot of polarization about this issue right now. So that's first and foremost. The second piece, of course, is what are you doing to ensure that your Beamer is clean? And if you don't mind, I'd like to share with people what my suggestion is to the world, to the Blog Talk world. Now, I have the pre-made Beamer sleeves, covers, you know, that have been available out on the, let's call it the, you know, the secondary market. There's a number of people that make that had made covers for their Beamers, and one of those is the B pad, right? And yet, you know, maybe you're not the person who wants to whip out a sewing machine and, you know, run down to Joann Fabrics and get the pleather or the vinyl. Typically, you see these with that felt background, right, Lisa? You know which one I'm talking about? Kind of the stuff we use in the fitness industry, but on a much lighter scale. And you, certainly you can go grab that. But I tell you, what I did before I had these covers was, and this is so simple, is just go to Walmart and get a medium gauge shower curtain, clear, or you can get opaque, whatever works for you, and literally take it, open it up on your kitchen table, put your B pad down, cut a piece out that, you know, is the length of the actual B pad. I typically leave the leave the Velcros. You can tuck those in or you can leave them out. You know, again, that's something that you really aren't going to easily disinfect if you leave them out. I think it's easier just to tuck them into the B pad cover. But then basically cut a piece of shower curtain so that you can wrap it like a Christmas present almost and then take heavy-duty packing tape and tape it down with a nice, you know, strip across the entire thing. And, okay, yeah, it's not, you know, it's not a work of beauty, right? But it's completely and totally now protected and can slide easily on and off, you know, without having to, you know, worry about it. But more importantly, now you just have a spray bottle of an organic disinfectant, and now there you go. And I personally, in my center, I don't use disposable wipes. I went and bought a whole thing of at Walmart. I bought like two packages of 25, those really cheap, what are those called, face cloths. And you know, we just throw them in the laundry basket after usage, and then, you know, we run it through the washing machine. So, you know, so these are things that let's talk about. I know we're talking about creative ways, right, but we still got to cover the basics. So that's one way that you can keep things clean and disinfected and give people that sense of comfort that everything is being disinfected after each usage.
Yeah, and I think it's important that we say you want to disinfect it. Also, keep hand sanitizer so that you're sanitizing your hands. They see you do it, right? And
right.
you offer it to your client as well, because we are touching, you know, we are touching the screen and that kind of stuff. So
Now the other thing, Lisa, is that outdoors. Right? I mean, doing outdoor demos, and it's still, you know, like, I mean, obviously you live in Florida, so it's not an issue year-round. Up here, it's getting a little nippy in the morning, right? And it's getting dark at night. But being, being outdoors certainly creates a more open environment. And, you know, if you live in an area where you have any reasonable amount of you know, traffic, you could go with one of those local stores or one of those local vendors, and you could set something up outside their store that becomes a traffic magnet. And that really, when you're approaching stores, we used to do this in the fitness industry all the time, really what you have to ask yourself is when you go to a vendor, let's call them a vendor to make it easy, a retailer, whatever, you always have to ask yourself the question, how can I help them, right? If you approach it as, hey, I want to come in here and do demos so I can sell a bunch of beamers, you know, that's really a bad vibe to go in on. And so, you know, when I work with fitness clubs and we teach them how to establish joint marketing relationships, I'd walk into your store because I know you have a facility, and I'd say, you know, hi, is the owner here? Hi, Lisa, you don't know me. You know, my name's Casey Conrad, and I'm a local representative of a health product, and I am looking to partner with several local businesses to help drive additional traffic into their facility while simultaneously exposing their customers to a health device that's relatively new in this area. Are you looking to improve the amount of traffic that you have into your business? Now, as a business owner, Lisa, what would you think that you would say to me with that question?
I would say absolutely yes, because it's a driving traffic and it's not costing me anything.
Exactly. And if anybody says no to you, run fast.
Right. Right. And I'm adding value to my clientele.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
What I'm saying? Like, by you coming in, I'm adding value, and again, I'll see what's happening, and I'll say, wow, Casey, how do I get one of these?
Yep, exactly. So, that's the most important thing. Your benefit, your outcome is secondary to that particular business, and you want to build more value for that business than you do for yourself initially, so that they feel like, yeah, I'd like to have Lisa come back. That was really interesting. And so what you don't want to do is you don't want to overextend yourself in the sense of asking for too much. You know, say to them, hey, you know, maybe initially I can set up outside and create a magnet. You know, maybe I could, give some an email to my customers here locally and offer them a discount coupon the day that I'm going to be here. So if they buy anything at your store, you know, they get 10% off, and I can help drive foot traffic in here. You know, it is interesting, Lisa, as you know, it's kind of depressing as a retailer, and I'm not even talking about COVID. I had my weight loss center in this town for, you know, before I sold the entire company, where we had 122 locations, but I sold my location partner after 5 years. I brought in someone locally, and I was still amazed that after 5 years of constant marketing in the newspaper, direct mail, signage, that I would walk into some place and the person wouldn't even know we existed. They live in a small town, and they didn't even know. You think to yourself, how sad. But local businesses need help. And you'd be amazed at how many people that are on your team that if you say to them, hey, did you hear the Purple Cow store, or whatever the case might be, they're, no, what's that? You think to yourself, they're on Main Street. How can you not know? You know, so helping these local businesses, particularly right now, with some sort of interesting attraction just to drive sales. And think about the chamber meetings, right, Lisa? What do the chamber meetings, coffee meetings do? They go to a local business. And that local business hosts the meeting. And that's a benefit to them. So people come in and go, wow, I didn't even know this place existed. Same concept.
Yeah. Casey, it's crazy. I've had my location for 6 years. I'm in between a Subway and a Chinese restaurant. And I literally have had people walk in and go, oh, my God, how long have you been here?
Mm-hmm.
I've been here 6 years. I go to Subway every day for lunch. I never even noticed it.
Yep.
You're right. People are in their own world. And I just saw this happen literally yesterday. Use your friends on social media. There's a local spa, and they have their own line of cosmetics. And they were celebrating their one-year anniversary, and they got some of their top local customers to post on Facebook and say, hey, I'm going to be at this place celebrating their one-year anniversary. Come join me. And so, you know, there's lots of ways to engage and help local businesses, which you're right, Stacey, they definitely need the help right now.
And you're absolutely right with finding them, you know, like, okay, a bike shop, a running store, you know, because there you've got cyclists, you've got triathletes, et cetera, et cetera. You know, certainly if you're in the equine, you know, there's probably going to be a tack shop somewhere, you know, within a 10-mile radius. And, you know, quite frankly, it doesn't matter because we're really seamless in terms of location and introducing people. So what if you have to go a little bit out of your way? But I always like to try to support local. Even a local chiropractor, acupuncturist, I mean, the possibilities are endless. And my suggestion is that you don't, when I go into a health club and I start working with them on their marketing plan, I didn't say to them, oh, let's go cold call the local businesses. You basically get on your Facebook page and you say, who in the area utilizes Bicycle Bill, right? You know, I mean, so if you do, can you, you know, PM me? And then you use that. And when you talk to them, hey, Lisa, so what do you know? Who's the owner? How long have you been shopping there? You know, could you make an introduction for me? So I shouldn't say that. I have no problem. I could talk to anybody. I could talk to a rock, right? So, but most people don't enjoy going into a business and kind of cold calling them, even for something like a Beamer Sessions. You're always better off having some sort of referral that allows you to bridge that that uncomfortable gap as it relates to, you know, reaching out from a marketing perspective.
Right, yeah. And now, you know, and there's still the old-fashioned way. I think people, again, like you mentioned, Casey, is meeting people where they're at with their comfort level and, you know, still, you know, going to someone's house to do a session or, you know, inviting you know, two or three people to your house. Maybe you're not doing a whole, like, healthy happy hour or anything like that where you've got people coming and going. But, you know, certainly you could invite a friend and ask them to bring two or three of their friends that they're comfortable with.
Yep. Yep.
Awesome. All right. So listen, everybody, this is Whatever Wednesday. So the questions can be about whatever. Just make sure that whatever you are asking and looking for an answer, that we're compliant. And if you have questions about demos, obviously that's available as well. So hit one now so that you can get into the queue. And we already have our first caller in here. Area code 620-397. 620-397. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, my name is Christina from Site Intended. I'm going to call you and ask you what your protocol, what you did with your athletes on your push-up line. Because I've heard it once before, but I didn't get it wrote down. And I find that so fascinating. I believe that that is a perfect thing for me to use.
Sure. So, again, there are two ways to do this. One is you have someone perform push-ups to fatigue, meaning they don't think they can do another one, okay? And they're counting them. How many did they do? And then you do a Beamer session with them. I always do it low on the body, and I use program one across the chest. So we're trying to enhance recovery so they can get back out and perform again, okay, which is one of our benefits of Beamer. You can also do it in a timed setting, so either 30 seconds or 1 minute, and count how many they can do. Typically what happens is they can do roughly 15 to 20% more than they did the first time.
Okay. If I get this correctly, you do a maintenance section on them and then a program one?
You do a program, you would do with the Go unit, you would do down the spine with the B-pad. I personally do intensity one or two.
Okay.
And then you would do program one across the chest.
In a program. Okay. Yep. That's what I needed to know. Thank you so much that you all do. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you. Have a great day. Our next caller is area code 713-569. 713-569. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hello, it's Sandra in Houston.
Hey, Sandra.
In Trader Joe's. Let me walk outside here real quick. So, I don't know, I'm right under the music now. That's even worse. Could you talk a little bit about the setup that you do, the physical setup that you do with when you go into a retail location? Like, are you, you know, do you put up a banner? Just, you know, can you expand on that a little bit, please? I love
that.
Yeah,
sure. Casey, you want to take that?
Sure, sure. So, of course, Sandra, a lot of it is going to depend upon the location itself and what they allow and what their space is. You know, I've gone into smaller fitness centers that literally I am, like, crammed over in a corner because they don't have a lobby. You know, they're a smaller fitness facility. Or, you know, you've got to be mindful in a retail location of what's accessible in terms of space. But your goal is to be in a place that is traffic heavy. So a lot of times I'll go into, you know, a club and they'll say, oh, we've got an extra room in the back. No, 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 no. I want to be in the lobby. You know, I want to be there so that people go, what the heck's going on here, right? So you want to have it be a visible location. I use the gravity chair, the extra-wide gravity chair, and I will have with me a tablet so that I can be showing, you know, the two-minute blood flow video
the compliant one, as well as the 8-minute, you know, Beamer story. And then I will bring a pop-up banner, Sandra, or two, depending on the amount of space, and have that with me. And then, of course, I'm loaded down with little mini waters that I always bring with me because I want to make sure people are hydrated. My clipboard with my disclaimers, you know, pen, et cetera, et cetera. And that's and my disinfectant, you know, now. I didn't used to have to do that, but now, of course, we do. And that's pretty much what we do. If we can have two chairs going, we get two chairs going, but a lot of times we don't have that ability. So that's the basic setup.
Great, thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for calling in, Sandra.
I'd be interested.
All right,
to know
we
what...
have. Oh, go ahead, Casey.
No, I'd be interested to see. Does anybody have any other creative ways that they're doing demos right now?
Yeah, absolutely. If somebody is on the call today that you know has something that they're doing that they would like to share with the rest of us, and we're all in this together. All right, so we have a caller from 541-968, 541-968. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Sharon from Sio, Oregon, and I did a demo at a health food store and another one at a juice bar, and I bought the battery to put in the B-Box to not have all those cords, you know, the cord. We had problems in one of the location with the cord. And so my question with the battery is, I think we've been told that it can do maybe 28-minute sessions. Have
huh?
we...
No. You're talking about the equine unit. Your Beamer Box battery can do 8 hours.
8 hours?
8 hours of sessions. Absolutely. Yep.
Easily. I have mine sometimes. I can go. Now, I'm not going nonstop all day long, but, you know, I'm putting 10, 12, 15 people a day, and I can sometimes get 2 full days out of a battery.
Okay. Now, the question I have is I'm a bit lazy, so, you know, I take my B-Box to do my sleep cycle, then I bring it out to the living room because I have people coming over, and I do maybe 7 or 8 8-minute sessions, and then I take it back for you know, sleep cycle, is that going to wear out my battery by being lazy because I'm not taking the cord back and forth?
No, not at all. Actually, when you have the battery, you don't want to just leave it plugged into the outlet nonstop. When the battery is full, you want to have it unplugged and not charge it back up until, you know, it's getting low. I mean, mine will run out. It won't even do the session that I program it because the battery's low, but it'll extend the life of your battery.
Let me
clarify. What about your sleep cycle?
Yeah, that's a myth, okay? So that is an urban myth running around, and when I was in Liechtenstein, I was told that the battery is a lithium battery and that is not the case, and I can tell you that I've had my battery for 5 years, and I plug it in every time I come home, you know, even if I'm in the office for, you know, and I've only used it for 2 20-minute sessions during the day, when I bring it back into my bedroom to plug in to use at night, I will plug it right back in. Never had a problem. I still get 8 hours when I'm on the road.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Okay.
That's
what I wanted to know. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Have a great day. All right. Our next caller is 720-774-720-774. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hello, this is Mary King from wonderful Bailey, Colorado, and I would like to comment on some of these things that you have been sharing. I've been doing a live academy, bringing my Beamer and all the supplies that except wipes to the live academies here, and also some of the B20s. And we've had batteries for, I think mine's 4 years, Mike's 5 years. We never unplug it. I take it to academies. I'm using it 2 days. I might take it up to the hotel room and use it for myself later, but have never had an issue with that. And so that is definitely an urban myth. Thank you, Casey, for mentioning that. But I'm thrilled with being able to take the Beamer somewhere and to beam as many people as possible. It's just more difficult now. But with Mike and his naturopath practice, every single patient is on the Beamer, and he gives them information, and they consider it while they're here, and then he shows them some video footage. Majority of them want their own. So, you know, whatever you happen to be doing as far as careers, there's just ways to make progress. We do have a lot more customers than we have distributors, but we just want to see people regain their health and keep it. That's our goal.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. All right. So we have about 10 minutes left. If there's any questions, any suggestions, any ways that you are doing demos that you'd like to share with us, hit 1 to get in the queue. And Casey, are you having people still as much as you were before the whole COVID thing? Are you having people come into your studio like you were before, or has that slowed down for you?
We stopped advertising the minute COVID hit, and we haven't even started advertising yet. So, and quite frankly, I'd say a good percentage of the people that, because remember, I officially opened that on February 2nd.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, it's like, okay, that nice timing. So, but I would say the majority of people that were coming in really regularly already bought a go. I mean, they, as soon as we were available, I stopped charging people. I know that sounds crazy, but, you know, my Beamer Center is inside my office building, which I own. So I wasn't having to worry about covering any additional expenses aside from, you know, the expenses that I incurred in getting that space fitted out. But so we are slower now because a lot of the people stopped, you know, coming because they've purchased their own Beamer. But we are going to start if not before, for sure, right after the election, we will start advertising again. And what do I mean by that? We've got we don't use any Beamer in our name. We have a street sign that says, you know, Circulation Center, free trials, and you know, we stick with, of course, all the compliance elements to it, and we have a robust foot campaign in that, you know, go out and about in town and share, you know, share the concept with other business operators and people and try to get them to, you know, tell their customers about our center.
Yeah, that's awesome. So we have another caller on the line, 704-301. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hey, guys. This is Sharon from Charlotte. I have a quick question about cards. Has anyone designed a card that has, like, the Beamer for People on one side and then the equestrian stuff on the back? I would like to make one if it's not already made, but don't want to reinvent the wheel.
Can I speak to that, Lisa?
Yes, go ahead.
So that would be a great idea, but that would be completely grounds for getting a warning from the company. You cannot make your own marketing materials. You can utilize the marketing materials that corporate creates, but we are not allowed to. Now, if you have a great concept, you can contact corporate and find out, could I do this? But
Okay. That's what I'll do, because I certainly want to be compliant in everything always. So I will send Brad an email and inquire about that.
Okay. Fantastic.
And then if that becomes great, that would be great for everybody, probably, maybe. Yep. Okay, sounds super. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right, and that's also, a great point, Casey. So it was a good call-in, is that if you are going and doing events, that the materials that you're handing out are compliant and that you're using what's available to us in our back office, what's available to us through Beamer Gear. And if, like Casey said, you have a design that you want to do yourself, it does need to go to compliance and get approval on that. And honestly, I've never heard of anyone that sent anything to compliance for approval that didn't get approved. There may have needed to be some tweaks in wording or language, pictures, that kind of stuff. But they're there to help us, not stop us from doing business. All right, our next caller is 386-238-386-238. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hello?
Hello?
That must be some accident. I have no questions.
Okay, well.
Okay, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, if anybody else has any questions, suggestions, they want to share what they're doing for demos, hit 1 on your phone and go into the queue. 707.
Go ahead, Casey.
707. Hold on, I'll get to you.
I was just going to say, you know, one of the things that Deb Brawley talks about all the time is, and this is so simple, is she goes to the hairdresser and she brings her Beamer with her and she puts it right on her lap and uses the spot while she's sitting there getting her hair done. And people come in, what is that? You know, so, or in the airport, I always pull my Beamer out. Of course, I haven't been in an airport in a while, but the point being is, find a reason to take your Beamer Go with you and use it publicly so people ask, what is that? Funny, you should ask.
Yeah, that's awesome. I always pull mine out on an airplane or in an airport. I have sold 2 or 3 units that way. It's kind of crazy. All right, let's go to 707-481. 707-481, you are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, guys. I just love listening to you all. And, Casey, I love your energy. I'm the same way, and it reminds me of Randy Hood. You know, I'm not afraid to talk to anybody about Beamer. In fact, I have a group of friends from Ohio out. I've been after them for ages, but football, they're all into their health and sports, and finally, at wine tastings, I'm taking them around here in the Napa Valley, and I'm beamering them on picnic benches. I even beamered one of the gals in one of the wineries we went to because she had an achy shoulder and neck, and the Go is making it so much easier to do this. You know, it's fabulous. Now, I have one question because I've only been a distributor since about March of 2019. And I finally am having a couple of issues with a bead box that keeps seemingly to short out a little bit. It kind of will start, and then all of a sudden the screen goes dark and whatnot, and I'm going to have to wait till tomorrow to call in to the IBD support about it. And also a bee body. I've tried various bee boxes with this one bee body that's under our mattress pad for the sleep program, and it looks like it's the Beebody that has a problem. Unfortunately, I'm scared of this because anybody have any experience with Beebodies getting replaced since they're now not able to be shipped?
Lisa, do you want me to answer those questions?
Go ahead, Casey.
Yeah, so with your Beebody, your SOL, baby, SOL. So you're going to need to contact corporate, and I don't know whether the exchange program is still in there. Now, if it's the plug and not the cord inside the Beebody, then it is possible that they could use the splice kit to fix the plug. That's something new. But if there is a chance that it is, you know, not repairable. And at this point, there's absolutely nothing that can be done. Now, if it's within warranty, you will get you have the option to get your money back, whatever you paid for it, or you have the option to get two B-pads. I think two B-pads and, I don't know, maybe a backpack. I can't remember whether that's the B-sit or the B-body. Whichever one was more expensive, it was two B-pads and a backpack. The other one was two B-pads, which means that for those of you that have the Beebody, you would not be able to use the sleep mode until the Beebody becomes cleared in the United States. As to the box, I have heard that can happen. I haven't heard it many times, but what's happening is there is a cord. This happens especially with people who put their box up and down a lot in terms of the fascia of the box, that kind of spring-loaded. And so that is something that if you're under warranty, that is going to get replaced for you or fixed without any problem whatsoever. If you're not under warranty, of course, they have the replacement program, which allows you to replace something at a significantly reduced price than what it would cost to get something new.
Got it. Now, one other quick question, though, in regards to using B-pad, can we not set some kind of a program in the setting to do a slow setting of two, like a sleep program, for the maximum of at least 20 minutes to lay on two pads?
Absolutely.
And that would kind of stimulate the sleep program, but there's no way we can set a timer to have it do it in the morning.
Nope. Yeah, I would do intensity 2, no plus, for 20 minutes, you know, and create a program. And absolutely, that's, you know, everyone refers to that as a relaxation mode, but that's as close as you can get. Of course, that's an off-label usage because you're using two applications.
Oops, where'd you go?
No, I'm here.
There you are. Sorry.
Okay.
My signal disappeared. What about the possibility of getting one in through Canada?
No go, baby. It's not cleared yet in the United States, so that was a very strong statement was put out by compliance saying anybody found to be bringing Beebodies in from Canada is grounds for immediate termination.
Okay. And no word on how much longer it's going to be, because if they applied at the same time frame of when they did to deal with the whole situation during COVID, it seems to me that it should be getting close. I have a feeling it's not going to happen until after the first of the year. It's kind of my own personal opinion.
Well, my personal opinion is this. Until COVID becomes kind of a thing of the, and I don't mean a thing of the past, but until we get past the chaos behind it, which probably won't happen till the election. I know this, that we applied on March 9th for our, you know, meeting with them, and I do not believe that's even happened. The FDA just keeps coming back and saying, you know, we're too busy right now. So I don't think anyone should expect any news on the Beebody until the new year at least.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, guys. Keep on keeping on. I love listening to you guys. Love your energy. And, let's just keep on sharing. I do see very little resistance to people. People want to feel good. Of course, around elderly, that's another issue.
Lisa, we're going to drop out in less than a minute. I'm sorry.
We're going to drop out in 10 seconds.
So everybody, have a great Wednesday. Casey, thank you for co-hosting today. And everybody go out and make it a great day.
Great. It was fun. Thank you.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.